Hi, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Super Mamas. Welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast, the Super Mamas Podcast, hosted by none other than the fabulous Paulina Lopez, who I happen to be her sister, a sister of. I don't even know if that makes any sense. Who happens to be my sister. My name is Bricia Lopez. I am the co-host. I am a mom of two wonderful kids, a six-year-old boy and an eight-month-old beautiful girl. And yeah, I'm just living life, just, you know, being me. Paulina, how are you?
I am great. I am the sister that you are sister of.
Paulina, I almost choked on my water. Okay.
Paulina, and I am a mom of three girls, 9, 6, and 3. And I'm also just trying to live my best life. Welcome to the Super Mamas Podcast, your favorite podcast. To the new listeners, welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood. And to our longtime listeners, hey ladies, what is up? I hope everybody's doing great. If you don't do so already, please follow us on our social media at @_SuperMamas on Instagram and Twitter, Super Mamas Podcast on Facebook, and supermamas.com on the web. You can also send us an email at hello@supermamas.com or call us and leave us a voicemail at 424-326-3707. Please don't forget to stay tuned at the end of the show for our favorite section, the pick or tip of the week, #AddToCart. Bricia.
Yes, me. I'm right here.
What is up with you? So I'm not even going to deny that I am low-key. I'm really envious that you are leaving everything behind and you're running away with your husband.
I am out of here. I'm packing my bags. I'm telling you, my husband and I wake up every day and it's like, 4 days. We wake up and we look at each other. We're like, 2 days. So by the time this episode airs, ladies, I will be on a beach in Mexico, hanging out away from the world without children and just chilling, taking in the zone and the sun.
Also, zone out.
Reading a book, having like, I don't know, whatever
Mai Tai.
I will not be having a Mai Tai, I will say. I will
probably,
not.
Well, maybe, I don't know, something, a lemonade.
Some sort of wellness shot.
Smoothie.
Mm-hmm. After getting a massage. Oof. And just like dipping in
eating
the water.
Eating good food.
Yeah, eating great food. Like, listen, I'm getting some great food. Mm-hmm. And, you know, getting some love from my husband. Mm-mm-mm. And just chilling without worrying about anything. So, yes, I am very excited. I am leaving. I am leaving by the time this airs. Actually, by the time this airs, I'll probably be flying back. So, but, yes, I would have done everything I explained through the weekend. So, I'm so excited.
I am super excited for you. I can't, you know, Te digo, I'm not even going to say, oh, I'm a little jealous. No, I'm a lot jealous because you are going to leave with your husband, leave the kids behind, and just leave everything, you know, after this whole year.
I'm leaving everything for the first time, which I'm so excited about. But I will say that my business partner, Eddie, has been telling me that as soon as he comes back, he needs me to get back to the business and we have orders to fulfill.
So you're you're already thinking like, oh man, I'm going to come back to a lot more work with my business.
I'm going to come back to a lot of orders. We got to get some orders out before I leave, he told me. He's like, but mom, you're leaving and what about my orders? He said, can you let grandma show grandma the YouTube video so she can get everything set up for me? Because I want to make sure I tie-dye this weekend that you're not here. I'm like, okay. I'm leaving and I'm just so excited. And that's what I'm up to.
I'm so excited for you. I cannot wait to hear everything, how it went. What is it like out there in the world? You know, instead of being here trapped in with children on top of you all the time. So I'm excited. Bring me something. Give me un botecito de arena just to feel it. A little bit of sun, a little bit of ocean water. Now, you know what I realized? Last weekend, I took the girls to the beach here. Uh-huh. And I realized, like, all the time, I'm always complaining about, like, oh, my God, the beach right here is so cold. Oh, my God, it's so cold. Like, I'm always telling the girls, you guys should wait until you see, like, real beach, like a real beach. And then I realized that they love it. They love going to the cold water. They don't mind it. They go in. They're just there. And I was like, but they just don't know anything else. So at this point, they love their beach, right? Like they're like, let's go to like Marina del Rey or let's. I'm like, oh, but it's so cold. Like, how do you guys even like going there? I'm always like with a sweater over there, and the girls don't care. They're like wet. They love it. And I was thinking, you know, I'm gonna let them love it the way it is. And then once they go to like a warm beach, I'm not gonna say a real beach because this is a real beach.
Yeah, we have a real beach. I don't know what you call it.
I'm always calling it like, oh my God, wait until you guys see a real beach. And they're like, what do you mean, Mom? I'm like, I guess this is what, you know, you guys are Angelinas. And like, that's what you're going to be. I was actually talking to Dad on the way back from the beach. And I was telling him like, Dad, like when we were growing up, like, what kind of culture did you want us to have? Like, you know, how did you raise us? Because I feel like I'm always trying to, no, but you know, the Oaxacan one is better, girls. Or like the Mexican one is better, you know? I'm like, how did you do that? How did you want us to be? And he was like, well, you know, I always wanted you guys to have the culture and not to forget about Mexico. But I also wanted you guys to have like the best of this world. And that's why I did everything to take you guys to like the Palisades, because I wanted you guys to see what it was like to have like the total opposite. And I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. And, it, you know, it happened. You know, we went to the Palisades for like a long time in school. But we never actually, if you remember, we never actually like also went to the beach when we were there. And we were literally like, I don't know, across the street from the beach. Did you go to the beach when we were in high school?
When I was a senior, I was a senior editor for a yearbook. And our theme for the yearbook that we chose was to write everyone's class with pebbles on the beach. Oh. So seniors, we wrote seniors, freshmen, like that was like my idea. Like that was like sort of like, ooh, this is the way we're going to do it. But the reason I chose that theme was because I wanted to leave campus. So we would just leave. And we had stock schedules at that moment. So I had yearbook, one period, and then I had elective on the second period. And during my elective, I was a class aide to my photography teacher. So since I was his aide, I said, hey, like, I'm going to choose this period to work on the yearbook. And he would be like, sure. So I would basically go to the beach almost every other day just to like shoot yearbook photos, which in reality, you only get it one day, but I would just leave and bounce.
But were you there to like lay out? Like, were you like laying out of the beach?
There to just kind of, well, actually like to hang out with my friends, but like I never left my house with a bathing suit and towels and a cooler and was like, hey, so today we're gonna go to the beach after. And the reason was because after school, I need to get to work. So I couldn't get to the restaurant full of sand, you know? So, yeah, I did spend some time at the beach. But and I do remember that I did have a boyfriend in 10th grade that took me to the beach, to the pier after school. So I do remember going to the beach a couple of times, but it wasn't something that was part of my everyday ritual. Like, okay, let's hit the beach, ladies.
Right. And there's people that
actually, was because I couldn't come to work with sand.
That's true. No, I know like there's some people that I, you know, love going to the beach and lying out and getting a tan. And I'm like, it's just too cold for me to do that. Maybe like during the summer. Yes. But like right now it's like March and you know, it's still too cold for me right now. I don't want to get in the beach. It's just, I'm too cold. And I'm like,
I don't know. I would still like to go to the beach. I think I just enjoyed watching my son like running around the sand, and there isn't a lot of people at the beach right now. Yeah. And I don't think there's right now, the beach is sort of empty because there's a lot of people like you who are getting, who get cold. So I just sit there.
I go, like I've gone in the past two weekends, I've gone to the beach, but I'm always like, I don't want to get in the water. I'm too cold. Like, you know, like you're going to go to the beach and like get in the water, you know? And
it's like in my vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, like getting to the beach like that. Like, I'm not going to get into the water in
Santa Monica.
Yes. I don't get like Santa Monica water. No, I'm good.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm always trying to convince my kids not to like it, but they love it. And I'm like,
I know. Breaking their dream. Go to the beach. This beach sucks. Go for it.
I don't tell them that.
Okay, like, what do you say exactly?
I'm just like, you know, there's other beaches that are really warm. I'm like this one. Because they're like, Mommy, get in the water. Let's go. I'm like, no, it's too cold. I don't want to get in the water.
That's hilarious.
That's too cold. But, you know, I like it. I love it. We take a bike ride and then we get in the water. And then, you know, then we get our feet full of sand and then we ride back in the bike. So,
yeah. Dream come true for you.
Dream come true. Anyway. Let's get to our show today, Bricia. Who do we have on the show today?
Oh, today on the show, we have beekeeper, CBD expert, entrepreneur, beautiful woman, Jessica Gonzalez. Again, beekeeper, owner of Happy Organics, a sustainable apiary and wellness company. She makes products to help people with stress, anxiety, pain relief, and sleeplessness, and teaches people about the importance of honeybee conservation. We had such a great and informative episode, and I hope you all enjoy it. Without further ado, Paulina.
Here is your interview with Jessica Gonzalez from Happy Organics. Welcome to the show, Jessica. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm going to start by saying you have one of my top three favorite products of all time. Like, I recommend that thing to every single person that I know. I bought one for my mom. She took it to Oaxaca just because I love the Sana Sana so much. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show, because ever since I got a sample of it like a long time ago and I started using it. And now that the mosquito season's going to come, honestly, right. I got to tell you, I put it on my dad, I put it on my husband, I put it on everybody. So I'm so excited to have you. Welcome to the show. And before I go and, you know, keep talking about how great that is, please tell our listeners who you are, who you're quarantining with, what do you do, who is Jessica?
Yeah. So my name is Jessica Gonzalez, and I'm the owner and beekeeper of Happy Organics. And that is a wellness company that I created back in 2018. And it's also a sustainable apiary that I run in Merced, California. So right in the Central Valley. Right now I'm actually in LA visiting my boyfriend, but I live with my family, my sisters and my brothers, on our family farm in Merced. So that's where I spend most of my days, most of my time. And I'm so grateful that we have that space together. And we've been, it's just been great being quarantined with them, because I've, you know, come to appreciate my time with my family and my siblings a little bit more.
Oh, that's so amazing. So you've been quarantined out in the open, you know, with like a bunch of bees and just being amazing.
Right. Yeah. I've been so fortunate to have that space that my parents created and, you know, that I've been able to share with my siblings during this time. Because we're all basically living together again. You know, we all went our separate ways. And then after some years, we all kind of came back somehow and we're all, you know, together again.
And that there's is so beautiful.
It's been kind of magical.
I thought you were gonna say madness, but then you came up with magic.
No. Well, growing up it was madness, you know. There was no like space for me to be alone. I was always around people, always around this noise, and I do appreciate my alone time, and it's not so crazy now that we're adults, but but yeah, definitely as kids, there was lots of noise, lots of yelling, lots of...
How do you remember their birthdays?
I actually don't. My oldest sister, who's like the matriarch of the family, she always reminds everyone when something's coming up and she organizes everyone. So I'm the youngest, so I just leave that to her to remind everyone.
That is so funny. Oh my gosh. That must, birthday season must be insane over there. But I would love to talk a little bit about more about your company. How did Happy Organics come about? What is it? And how it's evolved?
Yeah, so back in 2016, I moved back home because my mom was getting sick. And then shortly after she passed, I left my tech job and I was living back home in Merced after leaving San Francisco. And I just wasn't really sure what to do with my life. You know, those life altering moments, like I wanted to be happy in that moment. So I knew tech in that moment wasn't for me. So I left and I just let myself try everything. You know, everything from selling fruit. I would go around selling to like the fruit stands in the city because my family has a produce company. And so I started doing that, kind of getting back to my roots. And then I started helping my dad with his bees just to try something new. And I was like deathly afraid of them. You know, every time I would help him, I would just like be completely still, not moving, afraid that I was going to get stung. And, you know, slowly we started to share that hobby together and I would go more often to help him with the bees. And then unfortunately later that year in 2017, he was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And so that's when my family turned to cannabis to try to help him with the side effects of chemo and also of the cancer. So things like helping him with pain management, the stress and anxiety that comes with that. Mm-hmm. And we did a lot of research around, you know, what would be best for him to take because he was in his late 60s. So we didn't want to give him something, and he had never tried it before. So we didn't want to give him something that would overwhelm him or like create paranoia or, you know, do something worse. And we didn't want to, and we wanted to make sure it would react well with his chemo. So we just kind of did a lot of research around that. And he had a really big sweet tooth. So around that time, I decided to start mixing it with the honey that he would harvest. Mm. And so that's just how it started. Happy Organics, it started from that. And from there, I started to share it with friends and family. And then eventually I started doing markets. And at the time I only had honey and the muscle balm I made for him. So, which is the Sana Cell. And so, yeah, I started with those two products and I never really had the intention of creating a business around it. It just kind of happened. And I needed some income, so it worked out perfectly. and so, yeah, I just started from there. And then slowly I started to add other products that I enjoyed myself and that I thought other people would enjoy too.
I love it. It's such a beautiful story. I think those kind of stories are the ones that make the best companies.
Oh, my question, I think, is probably the same as my sister. When you say cannabis, especially in the Latino community, everyone says the word marijuana and they get like really scared and put off. And it's like, pero me voy a drogar. Like, right? That is like the two words that come into our mind, coming from a Latino background, right? So my first question was, how did your dad react when you first talked to him about cannabis? And what really is the difference between cannabis, weed, you know, sticky, geeky, ooey? Like, you know, there's so much misconception regarding CBD and wellness. And there's I think there's a lot of information, but at the same time, not enough information that is targeted towards our community where we correlate CBD and wellness together.
Yeah. So when we first introduced it, the idea of my dad taking it, I don't think he was very resistant to it because we were all just looking for some solution to help him. Mm-hmm. And we reassured him that it wasn't going to get him high. And I think he wasn't even put off by that idea at that point, you know? So in his case, he received it very openly, and my brothers and my sisters really helped him through through that too. And I was also taking CBD products at the time to help with my stress and anxiety. So I think that was also another way we connected, you know, through this, through the plant. But the main, I think, misconception around cannabis is that, you know, hemp and weed or marijuana or whatever you want to call it, are two different plants, and they're actually both from the same cannabis plant. The main differences are around the laws around, you know, hemp and weed or, you know, marijuana. But the main differences scientifically are just the levels of THC present in the plant. So legally, what we term hemp can only have less than 0.3% THC in it. Mm-hmm. So hemp is the stuff, or hemp derived CBD is the stuff you can usually find in any store or wellness store online. Now since 2018, it's pretty much available anywhere. And that's what's become federally legal too. And now the stuff you can buy in like the dispensaries and stuff, and, you know, the like more regulated areas, those are still, that CBD or THC still comes from the same cannabis plant, but now it has more than, you know, 0.3% THC. So it all kind of depends on the levels of THC that the different strains have. It gets a little complicated, but marketing has kind of divided it. Marketing and laws have divided it into kind of, and have kind of made it look like they're two separate plants, but they're both actually from the same cannabis plant, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. But like a lot of people, and, you know, myself included, you know, I think at the beginning I was like, well, what does that mean? What does THC mean? What does it do? You know, I think a lot of people don't really know what it does. And yeah, I think that's why a lot of people are put off by it, because they hear THC and they immediately think, like, I hear THC and I immediately think like, oh my God, I'm going to get high. You know what I mean? So what is THC and what does it do to your body?
Right. So THC, just like CBD, is a compound found in the cannabis plant. And so typically THC is associated with that high, but it also helps people manage nausea and pain. And so in lower levels, you won't get as high and you won't experience that like paranoia or that like, you know, that really high feeling. But it's more manageable if you're new to it to start with very low doses of it, so your body can get used to it and your mind can get used to it. But it's not a scary thing. You know, I think when people imagine smoking weed, they think they're going to get high off their mind, you know. But there are ways to consume it now that allow you to control how much you're taking, so you can have a more pleasant experience. And a lot of people take it for things like stress, anxiety, sleeplessness, or pain management. And that's the whole like medical side of it, you know, for medical reasons. Of course, people still take it recreationally. And I think that's why a lot of people are still put off by it, because they, like, the media has shown them this image of like crazy, like abuse, people that abuse weed recreationally. Cause
like Pineapple Express.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And so like, there's this stigma because like, you know, they think of this lazy stoner, or, you know, which isn't a bad thing, you know, I don't think, but yeah, it's just mostly the media and even the government trying to change how we perceive the plant.
I am still a little bit confused on the difference between THC and CBD, and what does it stand for?
Yeah. So CBD is, stands for cannabidiol, and it's basically just a compound or chemical found in the flower, the stem, and the leaf of the plant. So, yeah, so if you think of it, it's just like a small like chemical that, like, if you look at it microscopically, you'll find different compounds like CBD, THC, CBN, and like dozens of other compounds in there. And so just to break it down, it's like very simply, it's nothing more than a chemical inside of the plant or inside the flower. And THC stands for tetrahydrocannabinol. And yeah, I guess the difference between THC and CBD is the effects that they give you. So CBD, typically people associate it with helping with things like stress, anxiety, sleeplessness, without the high that THC gives you. And THC usually helps with things like pain management, nausea, or if you need to increase your appetite, things like that.
Oh, okay. So THC also has benefits. I always thought, and this is like a misconception, that I thought THC automatically high, CBD benefits. So you can have benefits from THC as well, just as long as you control the level of it that you consume.
Right. Yeah. Because if you overdose, you can't like technically like overdose, like, you know, with a severe reaction, but if you take too much of it, there's a chance you could experience like a high or paranoia. So you should always be cautious of how much you take if you're a new user.
Got it.
You have a CBD dosing guide in your website in Happy Organics. Can you walk us through what that means and how can someone understand how much CBD to consume?
Right. Yeah. So the CBD dosing guide on my website can be used to help people. Everyone is different. So it's important. The general rule is to start with a very low dose and go slow. And go slow from there. So if you start with a low dose, you try to take that for an entire week to see how you feel and see if you're experiencing the right effects of it. And if you feel like you need more after that week, you can increase the dosage by a little bit more. And then, so you're kind of going slow to try to figure out your correct dosage because everyone's different. But the dosing guide on my website will kind of give you like a general idea of what you might be taking. So it's not like an official rule, like, you know, you should be taking 20 milligrams of CBD to experience, to help you with stress or anxiety, because it might be different for you, but it's just kind of a general guideline for you to use. So it might be more, it might be less. It depends on your body type, you know, your weight and height and, you know, other factors that we don't know yet.
And nowadays, I've seen there's so many products that have CBD on them, right? I remember a little while ago, I went to get my first massage in like, I don't know how long. And they were like, well, now we have a CBD line. And, you know, there was another thing about skin. And they were like, well, now we have CBD. So what are all like the other, I know there's anxiety and, you know, like pain management, but is there any other benefits to it? Because I know that there's a bunch of products now that have CBD on them.
Yeah, so in the skincare lines that I've seen, they usually claim to have like anti-inflammatory benefits. So it should help with things like psoriasis or acne or any type of like skin inflammation problems. And even like for pet products, like I sometimes use the CBD oil on my dog's rashes and they go away within like 20, 30 minutes. Wow. So yeah. So even on pets, it's helpful for like, you know, any type of rashes or like skin inflammation they might have. It also helps to hydrate the skin. So it's great for like skin products and stuff. But yeah, also topically it can be used for pain management. An isolated pain management. So like my muscle balm, the Sonacel, if you apply it directly on, you know, an aching muscle, it'll help directly that aching muscle. But those are more like isolated benefits versus taking something orally, which kind of helps your body in general.
Yeah, that's what I use. That's what I use. The Sonacel, I use it a lot on my kids. My middle daughter, you know, sometimes her legs hurt and, you know, I don't know why it hurts, but I usually put it on her knees or like I said, and it's so true. I put it on myself too, whenever I have mosquito bites and like the mosquito that we have here at my house, they're just crazy. Like the ronchas are huge. And I put it on, kid you not, like 10 minutes later, I forget that I had it because it works so well. It is safe to use CBD on you know, small amounts in kids. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I would, you know, of course monitor if they're taking it orally, but topically, if it's used, it doesn't enter the bloodstream, so they should be fine. It should be isolated just to like that topical skin problem.
I take it everywhere with me. I use it like Vaporu, right? It's kind of like Vaporu too. I use it for muscle aches. I use it for the mosquitoes. I used it the other day for like chapped lips too. I was like, I couldn't find a chapstick and I put it on. It stinked for a little bit, but then my lips were totally fine after a while. But I've used it in many, many, many ways, the CBD. So I have another question. So the CBD in high doses, will it make you high?
So it really depends what type of product you're taking. So if it's a hemp-derived CBD product, it usually contains less than, or it legally has to contain less than 0.3% THC. So that type of product won't give you a head high, like a product that has a higher THC level will. But those products that will get you like head high are only available in cannabis dispensaries or legally, I should say, available in cannabis dispensaries. But yeah, so hemp-derived CBD products, especially if it's a CBD isolate product, where it just contains the CBD compound, it definitely won't get you high in that way.
Hmm.
Yeah, which might lead me to explain the different types of CBD products you can find. Because usually on the package, you'll see that it's either a CBD isolate, a product that has a broad spectrum CBD, or a product that has a full spectrum CBD. So the CBD is in a CBD isolate is, you can think of it like taking a vitamin A or vitamin B supplement. It's just that isolated vitamin versus taking it in a full form, like a fruit or a vegetable. Mm. And so you can get like the fruit or vegetable form of the CBD when you buy the whole flower or the whole stem or the whole leaf. If that kind of makes a little more sense. And then the CBD broad spectrum is created by extracting an oil from the flower and the stem and the leaves. And so that oil still contains CBD plus all the other compounds found in that plant. And then if you further wanted to isolate it, you could distill it a little more and then you get that CBD isolate. So it's kind of like you start with the flower and then you can extract an oil from it and then you can further isolate the CBD from that oil. And you can buy any form of CBD, like anywhere from the flower to the oil to the isolate.
Got it.
So yeah, when you're looking for a product, you can kind of have in your head, what do I want to purchase? Do I want the whole flower? Which might give me a little bit more benefit from the plant if you're like a whole plant type of person. Or you can buy it in the oil form, which still has a lot of the benefits of the plant, but it's easier to take in like an oil tincture or an edible or, usually like a tincture or an edible or a topical.
Got it. And what about the beekeeping? Because I think that is so exciting. How often do you tend to your bees? Maybe speak about a little bit more about the benefits that your bee self brings to the world and all the goodness that bees actually, the importance of bees in general in this world and our food. And how do you tend to your bees every day? Like, I would just love, it's so interesting to me that that's, you know, sort of also another passion, another side of your business.
I know my oldest daughter is terrified of bees, like terrified. I don't know. When you say
you don't know why, Paulina?
Well, I guess because of me. But I'm not as scared anymore of them as I used to be. After I found out how good they are for the planet, you know, I respect them. Melina's
like, I don't know why she's so scared of bees. And like, my sister's scared of bees.
But I just think it's fascinating. You know, I found a panal in my backyard like a few months ago, and they were like, just get rid of it. Call the fire department. And I was like, no, because then they're going to like kill them. I don't know. I was like, can somebody come and like take them somewhere safely? And I know that there's something like that. I mean, people, you know, we need bees to survive. The planet needs them.
Yeah. Yeah. So I actually, when I started my journey, I was also terrified, you know, and I think I got over my fear by learning about them. And, you know, just like you, maybe you're a little less afraid after learning a little bit more about them. And you can like be assured that if you see one out, like on a flower somewhere, they're not going to bother you unless you like whack them, because their goal right now is to just bring food back to their hive. So they're not worried about you. They're just worried about getting like the resources back to their hive. But yeah, I do. I tend to them.
Bees ain't got time for you, Paulina. Bees are trying to get fed. They're trying to get back to their queen. They got time.
They're trying to get the honey.
Right. They're like, move, bee, get out the way. I'm trying to get this food.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so they're only really defensive, like around their home, because that's what they're trying to defend. And so if you're close to their entrance, which you usually aren't, because they're usually like high up in some tree, then you won't be stung, you know, unless you swat at them or something. But I don't want to say intrusive, but I don't go inside the hive too often because it stresses them out. So I spend a lot of my time making sure their environment is clean, and a lot of time planning my garden to make sure they have a lot of flowers throughout the year. Because even though we live in the country, you would think there would be lots of flowers and, you know, they'd have lots of food all year round. But a lot of the time the farmland is empty around us, so they don't have a lot of flower. So right now my main focus is to make sure I'm planting on a continuous schedule, and I have plants that flower at different times of the year to make sure they always have some sort of food source. And
beautiful.
So I spend most of my time when I'm caring for them doing that versus like going in and making sure they're okay, because that's where their health starts. They need a large variety of flowers, just like we need a large variety of food to be healthy. If they're only ever getting one source of food, it's like us only getting one source of food. They use their food as medicine as well.
When you say I don't go in, it's like you actually go inside and like they're all on top of you.
Oh, so I just
you know, like you have to put on that suit and you're like inside, or like how does that work?
Oh, no, God. So I don't go, when I say I go inside, I just mean open like the lid and make sure they're okay and they have enough food for themselves, and like there's no like spider in there terrorizing them. But I just, but yeah, I just mean opening the lid to make sure I see like a general like health. I do like a general health check inside, and then I close it back up.
You go hail to the queen.
Do you wear that white suit?
Do you wear that white suit? Yeah.
No, I just wear like pants, a long sleeve, and I wear gloves and a hat and like
what?
A veil. But I'm completely covered. I don't have like skin exposed, because I am still afraid of getting stung. You know, so I don't.
Right.
I'm not in the business of getting stung. I just want to see if they're okay.
How many times have you gotten
stung? I'm not really like this.
See? And she's like, I don't know why she's so afraid. How many times have you gotten stung?
So that's the funny thing. I haven't been stung since high school, which was like maybe like 15 years ago. And that wasn't even on our farm. It was like I was riding a bike and a bee randomly stung me.
I should take my kids there and visit.
I am yet. Well, I'm not even going to say anything. Well, thank you so much, Jessica. It has been such a pleasure. I have learned so much. And where can our moms find your products? I'm yet to try the sauna salve. I know my sister is always raving about it. She just keeps telling me she's going to get one for me, and I'm still waiting for it.
I will get
it. So I think that now it's time that I just go grab my own. What other products, what are some of your other favorite products that you have that moms can enjoy, or some of your top three products that you just love and use on the daily?
Yeah, so I would definitely recommend the honey, the CBD honey. It's a great way to start taking CBD if it's your first time, because it has a very mild...
like on a toast.
Yeah, on toast or in your smoothie or in your.
I wonder like what that would be in your coffee, like, because it's like you get your coffee right to get you up, but then you get your CBD to chill you out. Like, is it just like a? I'm gonna give that a try because I love honey and coffee. That's how I see my coffee in the mornings.
Yeah, it might help, like, level out the anxiety you get from coffee.
I know. Maybe, like, I'll still get energy, but, like, I won't be, like, on edge like I get sometimes when I drink too much coffee. You don't want to cross me when I just have – when I have, like, my coffee anxiety.
Right, yeah. But, yeah, I would definitely recommend the honey.
Something to think about.
I also make a CBD Mexican hot chocolate.
What?
So that's great for, like, cool morning.
To give that to my mom at nighttime.
Yeah, and to help with
food.
Yeah, and you don't even really taste the oil in there. So it just has like a mild, like, herby flavor, but it's nothing.
Can you imagine? I'm like, mira, mamá, tu chocolate con marihuana. I'm like, ay, Dios mío.
Yeah, and she might not even notice because it's like, it's not a huge, like, effect that you feel immediately. It's not like a slap to the face. So
yeah, she just needs to chill out. I just want her to chill out. I just want her to stop cleaning. Like, I want her to just, like, sit down.
That's funny.
So for real, because I'm like thinking, like, you know, I would love to have it for my parents. My dad always, like, you know, he's always like fighting depression. So I'm like, we should give you some CBD, Dad. You need to start taking this.
Yeah. Yeah, and chocolate also helps. Yeah, it's great. It's a great combination, I'd say.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then your third product that you love?
I'd say the sauna salve, just because everyone has loved it since the beginning. It's nostalgic because of the smell. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's also moisturizing, and I've just gotten a lot of great reviews. I didn't expect it to be one of the top products, but it's just become to be that.
Perfect. Yeah, well, any little boo-boo in my house, I'm like, where's the sauna? And I just put it on, and then they're like, oh, okay, that's it.
Well, like I said, Jessica, I will be ordering my own because si me quedo esperando, a ver hasta cuando me la llegue mi hermana. Thank you so much, Jessica, for your time, and hope we can have you back sometime.
Happy organics.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Oh, yes, so where's the – tell us the website and your Instagram.
Yeah, so the website is – happyorganics.co. It's not .com, it's just .co at the end. And then my Instagram is also the same, happyorganics.co.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank
you.
All right.
Thank you, Jessica. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Super Mamas. Paulina and Brisa here. We just want to remind you to rate and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, follow us on Spotify, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, have you seen us rocking our Super Mama swag? Well, we want you to join in. Use promo code SMPODCAST at checkout on supermamas.com/swag for 15% off your next order. Again, that's code SMPODCAST on supermamas.com/swag for 15% off. Okay, now back to the show.
And we're back on the show. That was so cool. I think I'm going to start getting dad into the CBD game. A ver qué dices.
Le voy a dar a mamá su chocolatito en las noches.
No, porque me vas a drogar. Anyway, we are here in our favorite section, the tip or pick of the week. Brisa, do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
You go first, sister.
Okay, this week I actually have a tip. One of the ways that my body reacts to stress and anxiety, you know, is my dry scalp. And there's been a few months ago, I posted on on Instagram, like, you know, how do you guys get rid of the dry scalp? And, you know, there's people told me about it, and I did a lot of research. And our sister Elizabeth actually told me that she started using coconut oil with apple cider vinegar. And at that time, I tried to use it once, but I didn't really, got into the routine of using it. Well, my scalp got really bad at some point, and I was like, there was a lot of, como te diré, cicatrices, because I was just scratching myself so much. And so I decided that instead of using chemicals, I was going to try the coconut oil. And so I started using it about a month and a half ago. Twice a week, I have a little bottle. I have a bottle of coconut oil that I set apart for this. And I mixed equal part coconut oil with apple cider vinegar. Mm-hmm. I grabbed a little applicator, and I put it all over my scalp, from all of it. I just put it in there. I massage it. And then I put up my hair for about minimum 10 minutes. Sometimes I start doing things and I forget. I usually do it right after a workout. Like I'm sweating, you know, when the day that I'm going to wash my hair, I put it on, I put a bandana around it, cause it's mm-hmm. a strong smell. And then, I leave it on, and then I go and take a shower, a regular shower with shampoo. And I'm going to say, like, after the third application, I have not been scratching my head anymore. So I use it twice a week now. The day I wash my hair twice a week. So the day that I'm going to wash it, I apply it, and it's helped me so much with my skin. I even bought like a really heavy anti-dryness shampoo that had chemicals. Mm-hmm. And it was like doctor approved. But it was so much, you know, it was like, super strong. So I started using this, and it's helped me a lot with my scalp. So I totally recommend it. Equal parts coconut oil, equal parts apple cider vinegar.
That's wonderful.
Scalp.
It's also, I also feel that going natural is always great, you know?
Yeah, I might be adding a couple of CBD drops on it to help out.
100%. You really should.
Mm-hmm. That's my
good
tip.
Good for you. Good for you. That's a great tip. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, totally. You should. Yeah, no, yes. I'm not scratching my head anymore, because that was super embarrassing at some points.
¿Qué pensabas que tenías piojos?
No, legit.
That's how I feel, like, sometimes. Girl, sometimes I'm just like scratching so much, but then I realize que son mis nervios. Like,
yes.
It's like son mis nervios. It's like nothing else. It's just like,
it's just stress.
I need to kick it. Like, sometimes I'm just like, girl, like, get it together. My nails are like embarrassed. Like, I have like pellejos like just coming off, and like I'm scratching. I feel like my dog. Mm-hmm. Like, the Diego.
Yeah, that, and that's exactly why I started using it, because it was just so much. There was a time where I was actually bleeding from my skull because I was just scratching so much. And I was like, I need to do something. I can't be like this. Parece que ando piojosa todo el tiempo, like, you know? And then the more you scratch, the more, like,
right,
the more it hurts, and the more you do it, and it's just, no.
Well, maybe you just need a dose of CBD to chill out.
No, you quiero un churrito.
I'm not interested in those sort of things.
no, CBD.
I don't. I'm trying to keep it all natural. Why can't
CBD? It is natural.
CBD is natural.
It's a plant.
That's awesome. I love that tip. I'm definitely going to use it. Coconut oil and apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm. All natural.
It's like your own DIY shampoo. Maybe we add a couple of drops of CBD in there to relax our scalp.
Yeah, you know, I used the Dr. Bronner
Castile
soap. Tea tree oil.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that helps too, so. Yeah, no.
Oh, it must feel so refreshing.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. I'm like, oh, today, wash my hair.
You should have Krista, like, massage your scalp.
No, I actually also have a scalp massage thing. No, it's a whole thing when I wash my hair. It's a whole thing.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. Ashley just got my hair done this week for the first time in, like, 6 months. So,
nice.
Obviously, you can't tell because I have it in a ponytail right now. But, yes, my hair, I just got it done.
I haven't
in a year. My tip. my tip. It's a pick. I hope all of you get to watch Waffles and Mochi on Netflix.
Oh,
I can't believe I didn't talk about this on the intro.
I know.
Waffles and Mochi is a show that was produced by Her Royal Highness, Her Majesty Michelle Obama. And it's out now on Netflix. It's a show that is geared for children, but I want to say
so
that
beautiful.
It's a great show to watch for the entire family. It's so fun. Honestly, I had no idea that it was going to be like, I didn't even know the word. I had no idea the show was going to be this good. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Like, it is one of the best shows I've seen geared to kids in a very, very long time. Food and children. I mean, I don't know why I'm so surprised. It is produced by the Obamas. So, I mean, they only make dope shit happen. So I'm just so blessed and excited that myself and my family were part of the show. Catch us on episode 2 on Salt.
Yeah.
I want to say the best part of the show is the last 20 minutes of episode 2. So check it out.
Yes, yes. Today, actually, my daughter shared, Krista shared it with her class. They were in a class. They were like, yeah, guys, so, you know this new show, Mochi. She was like, don't judge, okay, guys? Don't judge. That was over a year ago. I know I had bangs. I know we all had bangs. Even my tia
had
bangs.
That?
Yes, she was like, don't judge. I was still very young.
I was still very young,
she said. She said, I was still very young.
That is hilarious.
I know. And she was like, I know, right? I know, guys. And like the teacher started the screen so that they could all watch it, and they all watched it together. And the first thing that Krista watched it, she was like, Mom, what a great show. I love it. Like the kids love it. The kids love it. And they, of course, they love seeing themselves. Even the
yes.
like the baby's like, look, Mommy, that Mochi's on Eddie's shoulder. So he's... They're so happy. They're so happy.
I know the kids are so happy. Eddie told all his friends, you guys, I have a show on Netflix. Do you? I mean, I didn't really want to correct him. I'm like, sure, honey. If that's how you want to refer it to, go for it. I mean,
I have
no
a show
one,
on Netflix.
I am no one to knock down your dream. But he's like, look, Mom, I have a show on Netflix. I'm on a show, episode 2. Waffles and Mochi. So he's also very, very excited. He's like he's like the number one promoter of the show. And I hope all of you all get to watch it with your family.
Yeah. As Krista would say, apparently my aunt is the queen of flavor.
Is that what she said?
Yes. She was like, yeah, guys, because apparently my aunt is the queen of flavor. They were like, yes, the queen of flavor. Okay. The queen of flavor.
Are you Brisa Lopez? Well, yes, I am.
They're your biggest fans, Brisa. They are your biggest fans.
I am their biggest fans.
They were great. They did great on those 5 seconds. They did great.
I know. I'm like, for those like 2 minutes, you guys killed it.
You guys killed it, all of you.
Played. Smile, perfect.
How perfect. You guys ate your tacos the way we were supposed to eat them.
Well, great. Thank you all for listening to my sister and I, to us, a ramble about our lives and, stuff for another week. Until next week.
Until next week. Have fun, everyone. And we will see you here. Super Mamas. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram @_supermamas and on Twitter, also @_supermamas and in the face @supermamaspodcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your Super Mama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline, 424-329-3707, and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love and
see you next week, Super Mamas!